Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Memra Ram Goldar and there Mesechus Baba Kama Daf Yud Tes, the second parakeet at a regal. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Yirmi asks Rabbi Zera if Sroros in Rishus of Rabim is comparable to Karen, since only half damages are paid and liable in Rishus of Rabim, or comparable to regal and exempt in Rishus of Rabim. Rabbi Zera responded that it's exempt as a tolda of regal. Rabbi Yirmi then asked, he teased in Rishus of Rabim, but he zik Rishus Yachin Mahu. If it propelled pebbles in Rishus of Rabim, and they flew and damaged Kalim in Rishus Yachid, what's the halacha? Is he pati because the damage originated in Rishus Rabim, or liable because the damage took place in Rishus Yachid? He answered, Akira Ein Kan, there's no initial movement of the pebbles for which he's responsible since it took place in Rishus Rabim. Hanachi Yesh Kan, can there be liability here for the eventual coming to rest in Rishus Yachid? Rabbi Yirmi sought to disprove both ruins from two brises, which teach that Sroros' damages are liable in Rishus Rabim. And Rabbi Zera responded that they're discussing cases where the projectile was kicked from Rishus Rabim and damaged in Rishus Yachid. When Rabbi Yirmi persisted that this still disproves the second ruling, he responded, Hadrabi, I retract that ruling. Point number two, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and Rabbi Oshia were sitting together, and one asks the other, Kishka Shabiznava Mahu, if an animal swished its tail and broke something, what is the halacha? The other responded, shall its owner hold it by its tail constantly? One cannot be held responsible for such damages inflicted by his animal in Rishus Rabim. The Gemara asks that the same should be said for Karen damages in Rishus Rabim. Shall he hold it by its horn constantly? It answers, Karen love orche. Karen is abnormal, and preventing it does not require constant vigilance, whereas regal is common and is impractical to guard from in Rishus Rabim. The Gemara then asks that since swishing its tail is common, what was the original inquiry? It answers, Kishkush Yaser Meboile. He inquired about excessive swishing, which is less common than ordinary regal, and was told that this case too is exempt in Rishus Rabim. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, Ketzid Hashem Mu'edis, regarding what is an animal's tooth mu'ed, lechos ruila, to eat what is fit for it. The Mishnah adds that even in Rishus Rabim, where Shane is exempt from paying damages, the owner must still pay for hana derived by the animal. A brisa teaches that if a cow eats barley, usually eaten by donkeys, or a donkey eats vetch, usually eaten by cows, the owner pays full damages. The same applies to a dog which laps oil, or a pig which eats meat. Rav Papa observed, Hashad Amras, kol mini delav orche. Now that you said that anything which is not its normal food, but would eat it out of necessity, it's called eating and not destructive karen, even where the animal eats it without necessity, then one is also fully liable for a cat which eats dates, or a donkey which eats fish. The Gemara records an incident in which a donkey ate bread and chewed the basket, and Reuud required the owner to pay for the bread in full, but only half damages for the basket as Karen. The Gemara explains that although it would be normal for a donkey to chew the basket together with the bread and should pay in full, the case was where the donkey chewed the basket after eating the bread. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rabbi Yirmi asks Rabbi Zera if Sroros in Rishus Rabim is comparable to Karen since only half damages are paid and is liable in Rishus Rabim, or comparable to regal and exempt in Rishus Rabim. Rabbi Zera responded that it's exempt as a tolda of regal. Rabbi Yirmi then asked, he teased Rishus Rabim, but he zik Rishus Yachin Mahu. If it propelled pebbles in Rishus Rabim and they flew and damaged Kalim in Rishus Yachid, what's the halacha? Is he pati because the damage originated in Rishus Rabim, or liable because the damage took place in Rishus Yachid? He answered, Akira Ein Kan, there's no initial movement of the pebbles for which he's responsible since it took place in Rishus Rabim. Hanachi Yesh Kan, can there be liability here for the eventual coming to rest in Rishus Yachid? Rabbi Yirmi sought to disprove both ruins from two brises, which teach that Sroros' damages are liable in Rishus Rabim. And Rabbi Zera responded that they're discussing cases where the projectile was kicked from Rishus Rabim and damaged in Rishus Yachid. When Rabbi Yirmi persisted that this still disproves the second ruling, he responded, Hadrabi, I retract that ruling. Point number two, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and Rabbi Oshia were sitting together, and one asks the other, Kishka Shabiznava Mahu, if an animal swished its tail and broke something, what is the halacha? The other responded, shall its owner hold it by its tail constantly? One cannot be held responsible for such damages inflicted by his animal in Rishus Rabim. The Gemara asks that the same should be said for Karen damages in Rishus Rabim. Shall he hold it by its horn constantly? It answers, Karen love orche. Karen is abnormal, and preventing it does not require constant vigilance, whereas regal is common and is impractical to guard from in Rishus Rabim. The Gemara then asks that since swishing its tail is common, what was the original inquiry? It answers, Kishkush Yaser Meboile. He inquired about excessive swishing, which is less common than ordinary regal, and was told that this case too is exempt in Rishus Rabim. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, Ketzid Hashem Mu'edis, regarding what is an animal's tooth mu'ed, lechos aruila, to eat what is fit for it. The Mishnah adds that even in Rishus HaRabim, where Shein is exempt from paying damages, the owner must still pay for hana derived by the animal. A braisa teaches that if a cow eats barley, usually eaten by donkeys, or a donkey eats vetch, usually eaten by cows, the owner pays full damages. The same applies to a dog which laps oil, or a pig which eats meat. Rav Papa observed, Hashad Amras kol mini delav orche. Now that we said that anything which is not its normal food, but would eat it out of necessity, it's called eating and not destructive karen, even where the animal eats it without necessity, then one is also fully liable for a cat which eats dates or a donkey which eats fish. The Gemara records an incident in which a donkey ate bread and chewed the basket, and Reuud required the owner to pay for the bread in full, but only half damages for the basket as karen. The Gemara explains that although it would be normal for a donkey to chew the basket together with the bread and should pay in full, the case was where the donkey chewed the basket after eating the bread. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Yud Tes, and our standard Siman is a yacht. A yacht. So here goes. The cow who kicked up Sroos in Rishus HaRabim, which tore holes through the sail on the Nizak's yacht, stood next to the cow excessively swishing his tail and breaking pots while eating barley, which is usually eaten by donkeys. Once again, in slow motion. The cow who kicked up Sroos in Rishus HaRabim, which tore holes through the sail on the Nizak's yacht, that must be more in Daf Yud Tes. The cow who picked up Tzroros in Rishus HaRabim, which tore holes through the sail on the Nizak's yacht, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what the halakha is in a case where a cow kicks Tzroros in Rishus HaRabim and it damages in Rishus HaYachid. So the cow who kicked up Tzroros in Rishus HaRabim, which tore holes through the sail on the Nizak's yacht, stood next to the cow excessively swishing his tail and breaking pots, which reminds us, we learned that in a case where a cow is excessively swishing his tail, which is less common than ordinary regel, and it breaks something in Rishus HaRabim, then the person is patur. So the cow kicked up its roros in Rishus HaRabim, which tore holes through the sail on the Nizak's yacht, stood next to the cow excessively swishing his tail and breaking pots while eating barley, which is usually eaten by donkeys, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Ketzed Hashein Mu'edis, regarding what is an animal's tooth mu'ed, lechos ruila, to eat what is fit for it. The Mishnah adds that even in Rishus HaRabim, where Shein is exempt from paying damages, the owner must still pay for hanah derived by the animal. A braisa teaches that if a cow eats barley, usually eaten by donkeys, or a donkey eats vetch, usually eaten by cows, the owner pays full damages. We see from here that anything which is not its normal food, ma'achal al yirei adchak, shmeachila, but would eat it out of necessity, it's called eating and not destructive karen. So once again, the cow kicked up tzroros in Rishus HaRabim, which tore holes through the sail on the yacht, stood next to the cow excessively swishing his tail and breaking pots while eating barley, which is usually eaten by donkeys. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf Tezvav. So the Siman Daf Tezvav is a fruit bowl because Tezvav reminds us of Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat reminds us of fruit, and we use a fruit bowl to make the Siman more distinct. So here goes. The woman who discovered that women are also chayv in damages when she dropped and smashed her friend's fruit bowl, that must be on Daf Tezvav. Tu B'Shvat relates to fruit bowl. The woman who discovered that women are also chayv in damages when she dropped and smashed her friend's fruit bowl, which reminds us, the Gemara brings sources that women are also chayv in damages in monetary law, as well in liability for their murder. So the woman who discovered that women are also chayv in damages when she dropped and smashed her friend's fruit bowl was informed that because of chetzi nezek kanas, which reminds us, the Gemara presents a machlokas about palka niska, the half damages payment for when a tum animal damages. Rav Papa says mamona, it's a monetary payment of liability, and Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua says kanasa, it's a penalty. A nafkamina is where one admits that his animal damaged with karen because one does not pay a kanas based on his admission. The Gemara concludes that chetzi nezek is a kanas. So the woman who discovered that women are also chayv in damages when she dropped and smashed her friend's fruit bowl was informed that because chetzi nezek kanas, a court date was set in Eretz Yisrael because it seems her little cat was guilty of killing and eating someone's large chickens. Which reminds us, the Gemara says that since the halacha is that chetzi nezek is a kanas, if a dog killed and ate a sheep or a cat killed and ate large chickens, it's an unusual damage and we do not collect in Bavel. Collection of any kanas requires judges with smicha, which is only given in Eretz Yisrael. Still, if the victim seized property of the damaging party, we don't take it away from him. Also, if the victim requested a court date in Eretz Yisrael to make his claim before judges with smicha, we set a date for him, and if the damaging party does not go, mishamtinle, we place a ban upon him. Daf Tes Zayin. So the Siman Daf Tes Zayin is toes, and we often use an acrobat with large toes. So here goes. When the acrobat's ox, who also had large toes, acrobat, large toes, that must be more on Daf Tes Zayin. And when the acrobat's ox, who also had large toes, hopped onto the large jugs in Rishus HaRabim and destroyed them, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether an animal is mu'ud to squat on jugs and if there's enough kamina between large and small jugs. So when the acrobat's ox, who also had large toes, hopped onto the large jugs in Rishus HaRabim and destroyed them to avoid the lion who is seizing animals to eat them, which reminds us, Shmuel says, Ari b'Rishus HaRabim, where a lion attacks an animal, in Rishus HaRabim, daras va'achol pater, if it seized it and ate it while it was alive, its owner is exempt, tarfa achol chayv, but if it tore the animal to death and then ate it, he's chayv. Since it's normal for a lion to seize and devour its prey alive, it's the equivalent of an animal eating produce, which is exempt as shein in Rishus HaRabim. Tearing the prey to death first is unusual for a lion, and is classified as karen and is chayv half damages in Rishus HaRabim. So when the acrobat's ox, who also had large toes, hopped onto the large jugs in Rishus HaRabim and destroyed them, to avoid the lion who was seizing animals to eat them, the acrobat saved the ox by dropping the Ma Bein Tam L'Mu'ud sign on top of the lion, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Ma Bein Tam L'Mu'ud, what's the difference between the laws of a tam and a mu'ud? Ella, sha'atam b'shalam chatzi nezek magufo, only that regarding a tam, one pays half damages from the animal's body, meaning the payment is limited to the value of the damaging animal. Mu'ud b'shalam nezek shalam mina aliyah. Whereas regarding a mu'ud, one pays full damages from the aliyah, even if it exceeds his animal's value. Daf Yud Zayin, so the simmer Daf Yud Zayin is a used car salesman. So here goes. The used car salesman, that must be more in Daf Yud Zayin. The used car salesman from Yisachar and Yosef Motors, who loved to learn Torah and lend out his cars, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan quoted Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai commenting on the pasuk, Hashreichem zorei al komayim, mishalchei regel ashtor v'chamor. Praiseworthy are you who sow by all waters, who send forth the feet of the ox and the donkey. This teaches, kol osik b'tor gemilas chasadim, whoever occupies himself with Torah learning and bestowing kindness, zochel enachl shnei shvatim, merits the inheritance of two shvatim, referring to Yosef and Yisachar. He presents psukim demonstrating that zriya aludes to tzedaka and that mayim aludes to Torah. So the used car salesman from Yisachar and Yosef Motors, who loved to learn Torah and lend out his cars, was oblivious when a hog digging in the ground kicked up some pebbles that broke his car's windshield, which reminds us. The Gemara quotes three brises demonstrating that the law of tzroros is a machlokas whether one pays half or full damages, one case being that of a hog which was digging and caused pebbles to fly and damage. Rava ultimately explains that all Tanaim agree that kocho kagufodami, one's force is like his body, and such damage is considered direct. Still, the Rabbanan hold, v'chetzi nezik tzroros hilchos gemirila, half damage payment for tzroros was received as a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. So the used car salesman from Yisachar and Yosef Motors, who loved to learn Torah and lend out his cars, was oblivious when a hog digging in the ground kicked up some pebbles that broke his car's windshield, while one of his sons dropped clay pots from the roof, while another son smashed them with a bat on the way down, which reminds us, Rava asked, if an animal trampled a kli but didn't break it immediately, and then it rolled elsewhere and broke on impact, what's the halacha? Basar mikar, do we follow the beginning of the process, and it's therefore the animal's body which broke the kli? Or do we follow the moment of the kli's breaking and it beats tzroros? The Gemara asks that this question can be resolved from Rava's ruling, Zorak kli marosh hadag, if one threw a kli from the top of a roof and someone else came and broke it with a stick, the second person is pater from paying, damrinu le man tavir tabar, because we say to him, he's merely broken an already broken kli. Since we consider the kli broken at the beginning of the process, the damage in Rava's case should be considered inflicted directly by the animal's body and pay in full. Daf Yud Ches, so the simmer Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah because Ben Yud Ches lo chuppah, someone who's 18 should go to chuppah. So here goes. The chuppah, that must be on Daf Yud Ches. The chuppah on the farm was a disaster when a chicken pecked away at a rope causing the glass under the chassan's foot to roll and break. Which reminds us, the Gemara attempts to resolve Rava's question, if we follow the beginning of the breaking process or the moment a kli actually breaks regarding sroros. We try to resolve from the case of a chicken's pecking away at a rope of a bucket and the rope snapped and the bucket broke, he pays full damages. The Gemara goes on to clarify what the case was. So the chuppah on the farm was a disaster when a chicken pecked away at a rope causing the glass under the chassan's foot to roll and break, frightening a dog which ran with a biscuit on fire towards a heap of grain, which reminds us, Rava asked, Chasinazik Tzroros, regarding half-damage payments for Tzroros, Mugufu Masham, does he pay from the animal's body, meaning liability cannot exceed the damaging animal's value, or Ma'aliyah Mashalim, or does he pay from choice property without limit? On the one hand, no half-damages are paid Ma'aliyah, meaning Karen pays Mugufu, but on the other hand, there's no precedent for Rego paying Mugufu. A Mishnah is quoted which states, the dog which took a biscuit from coals and went to a heap of grain ate the biscuit and set the grain on fire with the coal stuck to the biscuit, the owner pays full damages for the biscuit and half damages for the grain. Nigamore goes on to analyze this case. So the chuppah on the farm was a disaster when a chicken pecked away at a rope, causing the glass under the chassan's foot to roll and break, frightening a dog which ran with a biscuit on fire towards a heap of grain, where an ox was dropping sroro's dung into the dough of the wedding cake. Which reminds us, Rava asks, is there mood for sroros or is there no mood for sroros? Rashi explains that this refers to normal sroros. Do we compare it to Karen since it only pays half damages and should share the halacha of Karen to pay fully after three times? Or dim a told of the regal? Or perhaps we say it's a told of a regal being common even the first time, and since only half damages are paid, this continues even beyond three times. The Gemara attempts to answer from a brisa which discusses an animal which dropped dung onto dough. Reb Yehuda requires full payment, and Reb Elazar obligates half damages. Alright, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which duff do we discuss the difference between tum and muad? That's on duff. Tezine. Good. Number 2. Which duff do the case of a chicken pecking at a rope that snaps, causing a bucket to break? That's on duff. Yud Ches. Good. Number 3. Which duff do we learn that whoever is Osek in Torah and Gmil Sasadim is Zoch Lenachlis Shnei Shvatim, merits the inheritance of two Shvatim? That's on duff. Yud Zayin. Good. Number 4. Which duff do the case of a cow kicking Sroros in Rishus Arabim and damaging in Rishus Anizak? That's on duff. Yud Tes. Good. Number 5. Which duff do Malchus Tanaim if Sroros pay only half damages, one case being that of a hog kicking pebbles and damaging? That's on duff. Yud Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which duff do Malchus if Chasi Nezik is Mamun or Knas? That's on duff. Tezbuff. Good. Number 7. Which of the one that a cow that excessively swishes his tail and just rubbing breaks something, the owner is Pater? That's on duff. Good test. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is regarding an animal squatting on jugs and the nafkamina if they're large or small? That's on duff. Tezine. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do you learn if a cow eats barley, which is typically donkey food, the owner pays full damages? That's on duff. Yud Tes. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do the case of a cow dropping sroro's dung into dough? That's on duff. Yud Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Rav Goldberg from Zichron, wishing you a great day and great learning.